with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman women's under-17 national team closed out their CONCACAF qualifying campaign with their most complete performance yet, finishing group play on a high after a commanding win over St. Lucia. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
Cayman's women's under-17 national team wrapped up group play in the CONCACAF women's under-17 qualifiers with a statement performance rolling past St. Lucia 3-0 last Monday. Reese Bateson struck first in the 15th minute. Clara de Quintal doubled the advantage just before halftime in the 38th, and Kezia Parchment closed the door in the 84th, a confident display and their second win of the group stage. That victory came after a challenging start to the tournament. Cayman opened with a 3-1 loss to Guatemala, then fell 3-0 to Haiti on February 1st. But the squad responded with real resilience, producing a thrilling 4-3 bounce-back win over Antigua and Barbuda in Costa Rica, showing renewed attacking intent and the ability to hold off late pressure. And while we're talking football, a reminder on the international front. The Cayman Islands National Under-17 boys begin their CONCACAF qualifier on February 6th as they open their campaign on the regional stage. The tournament runs from February 3rd to the 12th, with 34 nations competing across six host countries for 8 spots at the 2026 FIFA Underworld 17 World Cup in Qatar. All of Cayman's group matches will be played at the FCRF Federation Field in San Rafael de Alajuela, Costa Rica. Cayman faces Canada on February 6th at 3 p.m., Jamaica on February 8th at 12 p.m., and Aruba on February 11th at 12 p.m. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paula Cal.
The men's Grant Thornton National Select 15 side traveled to Miami last weekend for a matchup with St. Thomas University. Cayman Rugby said the selects came out sharp, applying early pressure and finishing a well-worked move as Captain Gav Bulger powered over for the opening try. But the momentum shifted around the 50-minute mark when St. Thomas capitalized on a loose ball and used their pace to turn the game. With their season already in full swing, St. Thomas kept the pressure on and pulled away late. The final score, St. Thomas 43, Cayman 26. In other local sports, National Men's League basketball delivered full-throttle action on the weekend. The Sol Blazers set the tone early, powered by a trio that lit up the stat sheet. Tariq Smith-James dropped 30 points, scoring on command. Justin Golab owned both ends with 23 points and 14 rebounds, earning Player of the Game honors. And Samuel Ogaro added 16 efficient points, making every touch count. But Michelob Ultra didn't back down. Brad Lansdell answered with 27 points and 15 boards, a dominant night in the paint. Amari Latham chipped in with 14 points, steady and reliable in key moments, and Joanki Montero Espinal delivered 13 points, making quick reads and quicker plays. I caught up with Blazers' leading scorer after the match.
Tariq, great start to the season. What are your views on the start you guys had and the momentum you all got going today?
Yeah, I thought for it being our first game, we came out better than we have in our previous first game, so I'm very proud of the team. We've got new guys that have acclimated themselves really well, so I'm just proud of the team so far. So we're just going to keep the momentum going. We have another game tomorrow, so we're going to go rest our legs, and we'll be ready.
So Kurt came out with fire. But you guys out of their fire a bit.
Just a little bit.
What did it take to get your team going?
Honestly, just poise and togetherness. They came out strong. They took the lead early, and we just had to. Basketball is a game of runs. We allowed them to go on theirs, and then we knew as long as we limit them to one shot and get out in transition the way we do, we'll eventually go on our own run, and that's exactly what happened.
You did a very good job too, especially getting to the basket. I find that's your game a lot, right? Getting to the basket and looking to get that foul.
100%. Yeah, I'm definitely the highest percentage shot in basketball is a layup, so I'm always trying to get to the rim, put pressure on the rim, either finishing for myself or creating space for my shooter, so that's definitely a big part of my game.
Tariq Smith-James there. Moving on to game two of the night, which kept the intensity rolling. The Lions came out roaring, controlling the pace from the jump. Jerome Narcisse led the charge with 18 points and 12 rebounds, setting the tone inside. Justin Collins packed the stat sheet, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals, relentless on both ends of the floor. And Lorenzo Finelli added 11 points, calm and clutch when it mattered most. The IRG Astros battled to the final whistle. Adam Milburn pushed the attack back with 12 points. Davion Cottrell fought through traffic for 11 tough points. And Jake Whitaker controlled the glass with 11 rebounds, keeping the Astros in the fight. Lions coach James Collins commended his team for a great start, and he's looking forward to the new season ahead.
Well, once again, our squad has been practicing and working hard for the last month and a half, so almost 2 months. So we're the defending champs, and we know teams are going to come for us.
You have a nice bench. You have a good team, a good starting five, a good bench. So how deep can you go down this bench? How confident are you on your boys?
I'm confident to go. I can play anybody, to be honest. They just know what I expect from them. And, you know, I'm a hardcore kind of guy on them. But I love them and they love me, so we just go hard.
Did you happen to see the two games before? They were just as hype as yours.
Yeah, both teams look nice, and I'm with 100 now. Yeah. So it's going to be tough, but it's a good start to the league, and everything went well.
Tell me about your opponents tonight. They were the runners-up for last year's finals.
Well,
did you see any adjustments in their game and your game?
Well, yeah, Astros are well coached. They got great players like Davy, Jake, and those guys, national team guys. But the reality is we started off playing a man just to see, you know, what they could really do. But our bread and butter is 2-3, so we control the boards better after that and was able to get on transition. And we were off, too. Yeah. So.
What do you think about the league finally starting?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing for the Cayman Islands. You know, the league is growing. Yeah. You know, the teams are getting much better. It's parity, you know, and everybody plays hard, you know, and everybody's trying their best to have a good time.
Games continue every Sunday and Monday evenings at the John Gray Gym. And more than 150 golfers turned out for the Special Olympics Cayman Islands 15th Annual Golf Classic, one of the organization's biggest fundraisers of the year. This year's tournament brought in more than $40,000, pushing the event's total impact since its launch to over $740,000 in support of local athletes. Special Olympics Cayman Islands said programs like these are life-changing, helping athletes build fitness, confidence, communication skills, independence and teamwork while strengthening inclusion across the community. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.